Listen to the way he speaks of wisdom. Forsake her not. She shall preserve thee. Love her. She shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. It's not just knowledge. It's not just to have a computer mind. We seem to have quite a few of those around. But it's wisdom and intelligence to use knowledge aright and to have a love for it. And that is something that the soul of man needs. The reason that education is not satisfying is because the way it's dished out. The most impressive thing here is that we are therefore to get wisdom. How important this is. And he says, exalt her. She shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head a chaplet of grace, a diadem of beauty shall she deliver. The very interesting thing here is that wisdom is like a love for a woman, that it's to be like that. And now when you come to the New Testament, it's changed. Christ has been made unto us wisdom, and we're to love him. The real difficulty today is not that there are problems in the Bible. The real difficulty today that in man there's not that love and longing for God and for the things of God. When that is there, then this book will begin to open up because the Spirit of God will become the teacher. This is very important that we're in right now, friends. Let's not pass it over lightly. We read here in verse 10, "Hear, O my son." It sounds to me like it's Bathsheba talking to Solomon. "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy step shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble." What a wonderful call it is to this young man now to seek wisdom. And he's told here in verse 13, "Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go." Notice the language there. Take fast hold of instruction. This is something that should have top priority. Be sure and learn all that you can. "Let her not go. Keep her, for she's thy life. Enter not into the path of the lawless, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, and pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away." As we said before, the warning all the way through here is against the evil man and the stranger woman. That woman is a prostitute, of course, and I think we'll see it also has a spiritual application.